And this news update's being brought to you by Stone Insurance, your independent insurance agency serving the entire Thumb area with offices in Deckerville and Bad Axe. And here on Auto Parts in downtown Bad Axe, your Auto Value Parts store with a greatly expanded product line. As well as AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region, switch to better internet from your local provider. Go to AVS Broadband and look to the tech team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. Good morning from Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news for the hour. In a courtroom drama unfolding in Michigan, Terry Alvin Kaufman, accused of sprawling criminal enterprise involving prepaid funeral services, has entered a plea of no contest to 39 felony counts. This isn't just about a legal technicality, it's about a staggering sum of over $1.1 million in restitution owed to 204 victims. Kaufman's plea is part of a deal. He'll avoid further charges for alleged uncharged bad acts in exchange for acknowledging his guilt and committing to pay back every penny. Prosecutors are pushing for significant consequences and consecutive sentences, recommending a minimum of 61 months behind bars. However, the judge, Judge Prill, retains full discretion, meaning the final sentence could even be more severe. The case highlights the devastating impact of financial fraud, particularly when it preys on those planning for end-of-life arrangements. With a pre-sentence investigation now underway, all eyes turn to May 11th when Kaufman will face sentencing and the victims will finally see a measure of justice. In a Monday night traffic stop attempt in Minden City escalated into a multi-town vehicle pursuit that ended with a rollover crash in Austin Township, according to the Sanilac County Sheriff's Office. Deputies say the incident began at 8 p.m. on March 16th when they tried to pull over a 2002 Ford Ranger near Cass Street and Main Street. The driver didn't stop, instead speeding away and leading deputies on a 16-minute chase through Minden City, Minden Township, Austin Township, and a short stretch of Huron County. The pursuit came to an end on Huron Line Road near Freiberger Road, where the pickup lost control, left the roadway, and rolled into a ditch. Emergency crews from Argyle Fire and Rescue used extraction tools to remove the driver, who was the only person in the vehicle. The 48-year-old Minden Township man suffered minor injuries and was taken to Deckerville Hospital by Cass City MMR, and he was treated and later released. Deputies later confirmed the man had multiple active warrants, including a felony warrant tied to a previous fleeing and looting case. After being released from medical care, he was taken to Sanilac County Jail and is now facing new charges related to Monday's pursuit in addition to his outstanding warrants. The Sheriff's Office says the investigation is ongoing. Argyle Fire and Rescue and Cass City MMR assisted at the scene. A disturbing animal cruelty case out of Flint Township has taken another turn. As authorities confirm, both suspects are now in custody, one after being tracked down across state lines. Prosecutors say Kim Shires was arrested in Kokomo, Indiana, following a search that led investigators out of Michigan. His arrest comes days after his wife, Brenda Shires, who was taken in custody in Grand Rapids. Both now face serious charges tied to what officials describe as one of the most severe animal neglect cases they've encountered. The charges stem from conditions discovered at a residence in mid-February, though formal charges were delayed while experts assessed the situation. According to David Layton, veterinarians were brought in to determine the animal's health, causes of death, and whether they had been properly cared for. What they found was staggering. Dozens of animals living in poor conditions, along with many that did not survive. Authorities report that more than 60 dogs and several cats were found alive inside the home, while over two dozen additional animals were discovered dead on the property. Because case involves more than 25 animals, prosecutors were able to pursue enhanced felony charges, including animal cruelty and torture. The couple is also accused of failing to properly handle the remains of deceased animals, a charge that, while it's a misdemeanor, carries mandatory jail time under Michigan law. Brenda Shires has already appeared in court and is expected back before a judge soon. Meanwhile, Kim Shires remains in Indiana awaiting extradition back to Michigan to face his charges. Prosecutors say the case is evolving and additional charges could be considered. However, they caution that progress may be slowed due to the heavy caseload in Genesee County's court system, where thousands of cases are already in the pipeline. Officials involved in the investigation have not held back in describing the scene, calling it one of the worst animal living conditions they've ever encountered. And we'll return after this word from our sponsor.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold listening to this music while you wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense.
Hi, this is Rick Kasiba from Huron Auto Parts. Why choose us over the competition? Because we don't just sell parts by looking at a computer screen. I've been repairing everything from power sports and cars to small engines and even race cars since high school. Put my four decades of experience to work for you when you step into Huron Auto Parts and get the right part the first time. Most of the time, the part is on the shelf and ready for you to take home the same day. And if not, I can usually get it by the next. At Huron Auto Parts, we understand. Surface is the difference. We get it.
Huron Auto Parts and Bad Axe has multiple generations of experience providing parts for anything with an engine. Whether you're point A to point B driver or pro, Huron Auto Parts has the knowledge to make sure you get the right parts the first time. And if you're a farmer, your machinery is your lifeline. With Huron Auto Parts and Bad Axe, in most cases, they have the parts in stock on the shelf or can get it the next day, so that if and when a breakdown happens, you'll be back to work in no time. Huron Auto Parts, 203 Southport Crescent in Bad Axe.
And we have one obituary this morning. Marianne Wisniewski passed away on Wednesday, March 11th at McLaren Thumb Region Hospital in Bad Axe. Marianne was born January 28th, 1935. She went on to marry Eugene Wisniewski on June 7th, 1958. She is survived by her husband and their daughters, Debbie, Annette, Denise, Carol, and Michelle, several grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. Visitation for Marianne will take place Friday, March 20th from 2 to 8 p.m. at the Oswald Hall of St. Hubert Parish in Bad Axe. A rosary service will be offered Friday at 7 p.m. A Mass of Christian Burial will be held at Sacred Heart Catholic Church, St. Hubert Parish of Bad Axe, on Saturday, March 21st at 11:30 a.m. Visitation will start at 10:30 a.m. until time of service. In lieu of gifts, memorials may be offered to the St. Hubert Food Pantry. Arrangements have been handled by the Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach, and you can share your memories online at ramseyfh.com.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an Auto Owner's Insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
And we're back with more news. The U.S. Supreme Court issued a landmark ruling yesterday, removing the cap on maternity leave for adoptive mothers. The decision ensures parents who adopt children receive the same federal level protections as biological parents. Advocates for family rights praise the ruling as a major step toward equity in the workplace. Justice Roberts noted in the majority opinion that the bond between parent and child shouldn't be legally protected regardless of the child's birth origin. And the maritime blockade of the Strait of Hormuz continues to disrupt global oil supplies. Several NATO allies, including Germany and Italy, have officially declined a U.S. request to send warships to help lift the blockade. The refusal highlights a growing rift between the U.S. and its European partners over the handling of the Iran conflict. Meanwhile, oil prices have surged to their highest level since 2023. And that's been a look at your news for this hour, brought to you by Stone Insurance, your independent insurance agency serving the entire Thumb area with offices in Deckerville and Bad Axe. And Huron Auto Parts in downtown Bad Axe, your Auto Value Parts store with a greatly expanded product line. As well as AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team proudly serving the Thumb region, switch to better internet from your local provider. Go to AVS Broadband and look to the AVS Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business.
At AVS Broadband, we're celebrating 30 years of connection because your internet isn't just a service. It's how life keeps moving forward. From the early days of dial-up to today's fast, reliable fiber network, we've helped families and businesses stay online through every stage of life. And because we're local, we understand the communities we serve. We're proud to be part of the neighborhoods, schools, and businesses that make the Thumb region special. We're always improving our network so your connection stays fast, secure, and dependable today and into the future. And when you need help, our hometown support team is available 24/7 with friendly technical assistance you can count on. Our 30-year celebration continues all year long. Follow us on Facebook to be part of the fun. To see available plans, visit avsbroadband.com/internet or call 888-282-4932. AVS Broadband, your trusted connection since 1996.
AVS Broadband is now hiring a customer care representative. Apply for this and other job openings at avci.net/careers.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. Michigan is asking counties to participate in a statewide tornado drill today at 1 p.m. as part of the Severe Weather Awareness Week. Huron, Tuscola, and Sanilac counties will each be participating in the statewide drill, which is part of the Michigan State Police Emergency Management and Homeland Security Division. The test helps ensure sirens are functioning properly when needed, but if inclement weather happens at the time of the scheduled siren test, the test will be canceled in order to avoid confusion. That's been a look at your news from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes.